Hey, what's up, everybody? My name's MJ, and you're listening to the MTG in Quarantine podcast. As usual, before we begin, I'd like to give a quick shout out to my local game store, Guardian Games. You can find Guardian Games on the web at ggportland.com. I'd also like to give a huge shout out and thank you to all the awesome people who support me over at patreon.com/MTGinQuarantine. So, a huge round of thank yous to Mr. Big Benz, Anomaly, Draco Lucian, Nick S, Infamous Fridge, Frugal Brutal, Jenna the Fifthly MTG Casuals, Coach J-Ro, Geek Beardly, and Scoop Faze for supporting the show. If you'd like to help support the show and help me make more awesome content, head on over to patreon.com/MTGinQuarantine for more information. Today's episode of the podcast is another one of the fun-sized spotlight episodes where I go through my long box of chaff and I find some interesting cards that I want to talk about for a couple of minutes. So, today's episode is all about the red removal spell, Chain Lightning. Chain Lightning is a sorcery that costs a single red and reads, Chain Lightning deals 3 damage to any target. Then that player or that permanent's controller may pay red-red. If the player does, they may copy the spell and may choose a new target for that copy. So, Chain Lightning is effectively a sorcery speed Lightning Bolt. Obviously, Lightning Bolt being the gold standard for all removal spells, being an instant for a single red that also does 3 damage to any target. But what I really enjoy about Chain Lightning in particular is the fact that you can chain this with either yourself or with other players, most likely other players. So, again, what Lightning Bolt doesn't do for you, the Chain Lightning does, is you can basically get maybe a 2-for-1 out of this one. So I'm going to utilize an example on this one. I do enjoy running Chain Lightning in my CDH Godo Bandit Warlord deck, where obviously I'm trying to run as much removal as possible to deal with sticky threats that are trying to prevent me from being able to try to go off. Obviously, CDH is full of Hate Bear cards that can try to turn my strategy off, most notably Dranith Magistrate, Collector Oof, Aven Mind Sensor, Opposition Agent, and various other Hate Bear cards that either stop me from tutoring in my library, or stop me from casting Godo altogether, or being able to get my Helm combo on there to try to be able to win the game. So removal, I feel, is at a premium in my Godo deck. And Chain Lightning is another nice little piece to have in that deck, because, well, while Lightning Bolt is in the deck, obviously I'm trying to run several pieces of removal deep because obviously no one's going to try to help the Godo player in CDH. Obviously it's an extremely fast, extremely aggressive combo deck, and I'm trying to make sure that I can go off as quickly as possible without giving my opponents time to stabilize. So my opponents are running stacks and tax pieces to try to stop me from doing what I want to do. So again, since no one else is going to help me deal with threats on the board, I have to run removal to try to make sure that I can, you know, be able to try to do the thing I want to do. And Chain Lightning definitely really helps with that particular bit here. Unlike the card Shock, which is an instant for a single red that does 2 damage to any target, Chain Lightning gives me that extra point of damage, which is really important because Dranith Magistrate is a 1-3. Shock wouldn't kill it, Chain Lightning will. Now, it does come with a downside that it is a sorcery. So obviously I do have to play this on my turn, but again, a sorcery 3 damage, which is a second lightning bolt effect, I will take that all the time, especially even in CDH, where I'll probably always have that red mana up, and the ability to be able to blow something up and try to go for a win is extremely important. So that's why I really enjoy Chain Lightning. But the second thing I really enjoy is the political aspect of this. Obviously that second part of the clause where then that player or that permanence controller may pay red-red to copy the spell and choose a new target for the copy. That's what's really interesting about the chain cards in CDH, especially Chain of Vapor, which allows you to return a non-permanent to its owner's hand. And what I like about Chain Lightning here is the fact that if you do hit someone or something for 3 damage, that controller can then pay red-red if they have access to it and be able to copy that spell, in which case maybe you'll be able to utilize this politically and be able to blow 2 things up. If your opponent is able to pay red-red. Or maybe you have some sort of synergy where you want your your creatures to get hit. Maybe a brash taunt or something, you know, something along those lines where if you could copy this in a lot of ways, you could start really pinging up the damage, especially if you're targeting your own stuff and have access to a lot of red mana. Looking at you, Jessica's Will. But yeah, I just really enjoy the variance of this because, again, you can choose an opponent who doesn't have access to double red and be able to effectively lightning bolt them in the face or hit some sort of target on their side of the board. But it gets really interesting when you do hit an opponent or a permanent out there where the controller does have double red available. Because all of a sudden, there's really no telling what they're going to send that back at. So they could send it at you, obviously. You hit them or you hit one of their permanents for three, maybe they'll send this back to you. But I really enjoy those kinds of funky cards. I enjoy the fact that there is some variance here because it does provide an option for someone else to be able to continue this chain, something that you wouldn't get with a Lightning Bolt or a Shock or any of your normal removal spells. Chain Lightning does provide you that kind of funky, high variance thrill that I'm always looking for, and that's why I really enjoy this deck. That's why I run it in Godo, is because, again, trying to have double red, a lot of people are not either running red or they're not going to have red early on in the game. And Chain Lightning is a really nice way to be able to deal with an early threat while I'm trying to be able to go off with Godo. But it's also really nice to have later on in the game, especially if you don't have a whole lot going on your board. And maybe someone, if you hit one of their things, will then go after another threat on their board. Maybe someone else has a Draenith Magistrate on the board and you and an opponent try to work out a way to be able to destroy that while also destroying, let's say, a Collector Oof on the board. That's also stopping both of you from going off. All of a sudden, Chain Lightning becomes a very interesting political card, which, obviously, we don't talk a whole ton about politics in CDH sometimes, but I think Chain Lightning really actually kind of gets around that in the fact that it basically forces a political situation into the game and forces an opponent to try to make a choice on what they're willing to have up on the board or what they're not willing to have up on the board. So I just really enjoy Chain Lightning for that reason. And yeah, I hope everyone out there is also, if you haven't given this a try, I hope you are inspired to pick up a copy of Chain Lightning and try it for yourself. Obviously, we have some very, very fancy versions of this card. There was an Amonkhet Invocation, as well as a Secret Lair drop not all too long ago with some very, very interesting art. But again, if you're interested in picking up a copy of Chain Lightning, you can pick up one for a couple of bucks. Obviously, it's a very good removal spell in multiple formats. And, you know, its original printing was even cost $12 from the original Legends as common. So it's a very iconic card, but also one that I think should really see more play in mono-red decks, especially. And yeah, I really enjoy this card, and I'm going to continue playing in Godo. It's a really cool card. It's got a whole bunch of interesting synergies, and it's just really fun, a fun little political piece. So yeah, that's Chain Lightning. And here I'd like to give another huge shout-out and thank you to all the awesome people who support me over at Patreon.com. I'd like to give another shout-out to Mr. Big Benz, Anomaly, Draco Lucian, Nick S., Infamous Fridge, Frugal Brutal, Jen of the Filthy MTG Casuals, Coach J-Ro, Geek Beardly, and Scoop Face for supporting the show. If you'd like to help support the show and help me make more awesome content, head on over to patreon.com/MTG in Quarantine for more information. And I hope you enjoyed listening to this episode of the MTG in Quarantine podcast. My name's MJ. Have a great rest of your day, everybody.